From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting no word yet on a nuclear agreement with Iran. Meetings between nuclear negotiators in Vienna have come up against a July 13th deadline. They are still trying to find a way to get Iran to agree to limiting its nuclear program in exchange for an end to economic sanctions. With no announcements to be made, U.S. and European diplomats worked through dinner late Sunday. Officials said several issues remained unresolved. Eurozone leaders met Sunday in Brussels for talks on finding a solution to the Greek financial crisis. Lisa Bryant has more.
At issue is coming up with a workable plan for resuming bailout negotiations with Greece. Greece is teetering on bankruptcy and must make a nearly $3.4 billion payment to the European Central Bank on July 20th. The heads of state were meeting after hours of tough discussions by their finance ministers, but they appear to have made some headway. Dutch finance minister and Eurogroup president Jeroen Dijsselbloem described significant progress, but with big issues remaining. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
More than two dozen people were killed by a series of car bombings Sunday in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. Media reports say the worst incident occurred in the Shaab neighborhood. There were no claims of responsibility. The United States says it strongly condemns the recent al-Shabaab attacks in the Somali capital Mogadishu. At least 16 people were killed in attacks on two hotels Friday. Mortar rounds were fired Friday at Mogadishu's former football stadium, which now serves as a key African Union base. No casualties were reported in that attack. A U.S. State Department statement Sunday said al-Shabaab once again demonstrated its brutality. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber blew up his car near a security checkpoint in southeastern Afghanistan Sunday. A police official said at least 25 people were killed and dozens wounded. Most of the victims were said to be civilians. The violence happened in Khost Province, not far from an American military base. Pope Francis flew home to Rome from Paraguay Sunday, ending a week-long three-nation visit to South America. The first South American pontiff reinforced his place as spokesman for the world's poor by visiting a poor neighborhood prone to floods. Hundreds of people gathered for a Sunday Mass on a huge swampy field called New Guazu, inside a military base. U.S. space researchers say they are thrilled by images already sent back by the New Horizons spacecraft as it gradually moves closer to Pluto. Alan Stern is the New Horizons principal investigator.
We only have one spacecraft. We have to get this right. And now we're on Pluto's doorstep. And it's just thrilling to all of us. And I can't imagine what it'll be like the day after tomorrow when we actually get there and accomplish this.
The probe will make its closest pass to Pluto Tuesday, when it will be about 12,500 kilometers from the surface. Mexico's notorious drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has escaped from a maximum security prison. It is his second escape in 14 years. A security official says Guzman, who headed the powerful Sinaloa cartel, was last seen late Saturday in the shower area of the Altiplano prison. He said Guzman escaped through a hole found underneath the shower. The hole connected to an elaborate 1.5-kilometer-long tunnel that led to the local town. The officials said 18 prison workers are being held for questioning. Burundi is postponing its presidential election for nearly a week. The postponement follows warnings by United Nations and African officials that the vote could spark violence in the politically tense country. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, signed a decree Saturday to reschedule the vote from July 15th to July 21st. Hundreds of workers demonstrated in Myanmar on Sunday, demanding the government approve a higher minimum wage. The workers marched outside an industrial zone in the country's largest city of Yangon. They called for a daily minimum wage of $3.54 per day, well above the $3.18 rate proposed last month by the National Minimum Wage Committee. Factory owners have threatened to shut down their plants if the minimum wage is enacted. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.